This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Paraduma is about tumah. When a person is a balaveira, when a person is lost, he's not being shayim a Torah mitzvahs. In essence, he's dead. In halacha, throughout Chazal, we accept bali aveira are kruyim mesim. They're called dead people. You know, in halacha, they all ask, what is the makar for the mitzvah of kir v'choykim? It's not in the Torah. We find by Avraham Avinu v'sanefesh ha'sha'asu b'charan that he did kir v'choykim, but it's only a limud in the pasuk. There's no outright pasuk where it says go be mekar v'choykim, and different rishonim and achrayim and paiskim give different mekairis of where we learn kir v'choykim from. The chinuch mitzvah lametesa is dalid, as well as the Shlom Parash Kedoshim, learn that Kira Chaykim is based on Leisamen al Dam Riecha. A person who is a Balavera, a person who is not connected to the Rabbeinu Shloilam, is dead. And by saving his life, you saved a life, bringing him back to Yiddishkeit is called saving a life. And just as his physical life is pikuach nefesh, his spiritual life, his chayi ruchni is also pikuach nefesh. The Taz in Arachayim Simin Shinvav Sivkotin Hey Paskins that we are mechal Shabbos to save someone from Shmad. The case there was that they were kidnapping a girl to take her to Shmad, to a monastery. And the question is, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save the life, physical, of a person. How about to save the spiritual life in the Taz Paskins? Loigora mi pikuach nefesh. It is pikuach nefesh, because if the person is shmad, if the person is rachik mitayra mitzvahs, it's like he's dead, which is what we're learning, that paraduma is tumas meis. Part of tumas meis is Tumas not shayma tera mitzvahs. The tuma of aveira, the tuma of being rochoik mi'ashchina, menutik mimkar ha'teira, mimkar ha'tahaira. There's an interesting Sipurna. Sipurna seems to say this yisoid of kiruv, that we need to go out and we need to work to be metaher, to bring close those that are lost, those that are far. And he says, Amari the Gechidish, the Sipurna. You know, when you ask anyone, what is the Chayka Paraduma? They'll say on the spot, it's Metayer es Hatmeim u Metame es Hatahorim, which means the person who was Tameh becomes Tar, but the Kaihanim who were involved in making the Efer Aporo and sprinkling the Eifa Parah, they become Tomei. And everyone's going to tell you that that's the Chayk. Which means it doesn't make sense. This person becomes Torah and all those become Tomei. It's not true, Rabbi Yisrael. It's a mistake. Not all the Kehanim who are involved with the Eifa Parah Aduma are Tomei. It's only those that prepare it. But the one who actually sprinkles the Eifa, who sprinkles the waters on the tummy to be metayer him, he is tahar. He remains tahar. It's a mistake that people run around saying all the kehanim, they all become tummy. It's all the kehanim till the last one who does the actual spraying of the mechatos. Says the Sipurna, it has to be that way. Why? Because if someone is in the process of being metayer somebody, it's impossible that he should become tummy. When you're in the, so to speak, in the trenches to try to get someone to be mekarev, to be metayer, you think that you're also defiling yourself. You're connected with all the tumah. and therefore you could become Tamei. I've had many Rabbeim or Isaac and Kirv Choykim, this is one of their concerns, that they themselves will start becoming too acquainted, too comfortable with all the hashpah chitzaini, all the hashpah ra that they're listening to, that they're in contact with all the time. There's an interesting story from the Belzer Rebbe, Zech Tzadik Levracha. One of his chassidim wanted to do kirv rechoikim in a faraway place. He asked the Rebbe, the previous baby Reb Shila, should he go do the kirv rechoikim, move away from the center, metropolitan, where all the Eden are, and the Rebbe told him to do it. He writes back to the Rebbe after 6 months, it's very difficult, I don't have who to talk to. Shabbosim, throughout Shabbos, Chomish Vemetzer Eden, I don't have who to talk to, there's nobody here, I can have a from a good teretic conversation, I don't have who to talk to, there's nobody on my level. Should I come back? Rebbe said, no, stay. A few months later, again, he writes back, Rebbe, it's really, really hard. There's nobody here for me to talk to. I'm alone. Should I come back? The Rebbe writes back, stay. A year passes, he sends another letter. Rebbe, it's getting better. I have who to talk to. I'm starting to make friends here. The Rebbe says, okay, now come back. Now it's time to come back. If you're having who to communicate with, which means you're low, you're falling, you're getting less, and it's becoming mimbeminai. Yeah, you're starting to have hashpah from them that you're starting to feel comfortable. Yeah, but it seems the Sipurna saying that you said that theoretically, if you're metayer others, you will remain tahar. You will remain tahar.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.